You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 607. Where's my bed?
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
That was Emily and the Blackouts with Nope from Riverside in California. Emily and the Blackouts did a self-titled debut album that takes you on a rock and roll post-punk tits out in your face smash and grab musical adventure of debauchery. Formed in 2016, features the gritty and powerful vocals of the Queen of Raunch herself, Emily Allen. Johnny Poison accompanies with his heavy punk infused bass riffs, along with Eddie Casillas on guitar and Jerry O'Neill on drums, both of whom are insanely skilled original members of the ska punk band Voodoo Glow Skulls. Playing whenever and whenever, they share the stage with an onslaught of legendary punk bands including Agent Orange, DI Mentors, Radio Lessons and DFL to name a few. Find out more by checking out Facebook at facebook.com/EmilyandTheBlackouts.
And just to clarify, the phrase tits out was referring to a pair of feathered variety animals who were not being made subject to the current social distancing requirements. Just saying.
Huh? You reckon that was about birds?
Of course not. Blimey.
Just checking. You would be ill if you thought that.
Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast, episode 607. On this week's show, usual mix, music, talk, sleep. We are knackered. We really are. It's been a heck of a week. We'll tell you more about that after the next pair of songs. But suffice it to say, we're both ready for bed. Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
I have got hiccups.
And you've got hiccups as well. Excellent. What's the third thing going to be? Tired, hiccups?
Um,
I don't know.
Oh, gurglies.
Gurglies. Yeah, gurglies. That works too. This is rude. Well, that wasn't aimed at you, by the way.
Cheeky?
Sorry. This is rude with Never Let Me Down.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Stay in if you feel high, low, high, be behind.
That was Emily Coulston with Follows You. Dave was really enjoying that because he waited till the very last second before he turned my microphone on.
The song hadn't finished.
It was almost finished. From Brisbane in Australia, she is a singer-songwriter and producer. That is her only song on Jamendo at this point, but I'm hoping she'll add more because I really liked that and Dave missed it. Ooh.
Mm.
So check out more by checking her out on Facebook at facebook.com/EmilyCoultonMusic, which is E-Emily and C-O-U. L-S-T-O-N music.
I love the bass at the beginning of that.
Oh, yes.
It's one of the benefits of having really good headphones, even though they're falling apart. And before that, you heard Rude with their track, Never Let Me Down. Rude is a Russian rock band formed in St. Petersburg in 2013. It is the depth of the guitar electronic atmosphere immersing and dissolving you in the immeasurability of musical splendour from the first sounds. The golden mean between the rapping melodiousness of the lounge and the weight of the guitar riffs, cemented in tight drum parts. That is exactly where you will find and hear yourself. I played their track Cold Inside on episode 604, the one that I kind of co-hosted with Cara. And this was a single release from the back end of 2019. Find out more at facebook.com/rude rock band.
Ooh.
Very much a Linkin Park vibe from that track. Anyway, let's have a quick look in our chat rooms and see who is listening to us live over on Telegram at thebugcast.org/telegram and in our IRC channel over at thebugcast.org/live.
So I'll do Telegram. We've got Fat Freddy, Dave Lee, Yannick, Chris from Canada, Amy, GamerChick02 or Amy Hussey, Oztunen, Lainey, but she's also doing some sort of video disco in at the same time.
Hmm.
Me, obviously. And that's about it.
And I think the only people, at, well, people, person, listening to us on IRC at the moment is GamerChick02, who we've already mentioned. If anybody else is listening, you haven't spoken, so please do shout up and we will give you a shout out. So then, my goodness me. So this has been the end of week one of full lockdown here at Bugcast Towers.
Oh yeah, because the kids were in it.
Because the kids are here as well. Week two for us, but week one from a complete lockdown perspective. And I've got to say, you couldn't have had 2 weeks more different. It's been an absolute culture shock. Whereas when the kids were still at school, we could still be here doing our work, start at what time we like, finish at what time we like, and we could just crack on and just do our jobs. Insert the children into the mix, and you have a completely different dynamic because you now have to think about three children. And them wanting to take your attention all the time. Well, to be fair, to take Caroline's attention all the time. They seem to gravitate to her.
Because you've mastered the ability to just put your headphones on and ignore them.
I think you mean put my headphones on and be on day-long meetings.
Yeah, but then I'm supposed to be working from home as well, but I seem to take the lion's share. But it's fine.
Yeah, well, it's working for us at the moment because Caroline's starting at stupid o'clock in the morning and then taking a nice long break in the middle of the day, which...
Although what I did do is I did that 3 days. Mm. And then I didn't do it a couple of days because I was tired.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And I think I mentioned, I can't remember where I mentioned it. I mentioned it on something that I'm really lucky that the company that I work for affords me the luxury of being able to sort of drop in and out as and where necessary. They understand that work-life balance is now more important than ever. So, yeah.
And I had an email from work as well saying, you know, important to get your work done, but family's important, and gave some hints and tips of how to try and balance it.
Yeah, and the same actually. I've actually on my wall, beneath my little mini Kanban board, I actually have a poster that says "Ensuring your wellbility, excellent. Ooh, ensuring your well-being at home." I just what?
What do you call that? Is it when you
wellbility.
Two words together to make another word.
I don't know, but I've got the word malapropism in my head, but I don't think that what I said was one. Malapropism. The use of an incorrect word in place of a word with a similar sound. No. It was almost tmesis, where I've kind of inserted a word into another word to make another word. But no, I don't know what that is. I don't know what the official name of that is. Probably a mistake would be its official term.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been a busy week. It's been a hectic week. I read somewhere in the news, I think it might have been on Twitter, that apparently the number of domestic violence calls into the likes of the police and Samaritans and like has hit an incredible high. And to be fair, I'm not surprised, because if you have people who are literally sat in each other's laps 24 hours a day, then you're going to start getting tensions and the like. Cabin fever is going to set in. Luckily, so far, we haven't had that. I think we've had one minor disagreement this week, which is not bad, actually, for us.
And it must have been minor, because I can't remember what it was about. You probably just did something wrong.
Nor can I. No, but that's probably true. That's probably true.
No, I am joking.
But,
I mean, one thing we have tried to do, or we're trying to do, is ration ourselves with news. Because it comes a bit all-consuming.
It's getting very difficult to avoid. It's not so much rationing ourselves with news, it's rationing ourselves with this news.
Yes.
Because you can't go anywhere without seeing something about the current situation. Even Cartoon Network, which the kids listen to, you get Chris Whitty, who's the senior... Chief Medical Officer of the UK government. And he's popping up in a ministerial broadcast saying how important it is to maintain social distance, washing your hands.
And it's a bit of a creepy advert. It's almost robotic.
It is robotic, but it's also... what's the word? It also is serious. It needs to be serious. Yes. Because that is aimed at the kids. That's aimed at the parents of the kids.
Yes. But what I will say is, intriguingly, Chris Whitty is now self-isolating. Now he's showing symptoms. Our Prime Minister has tested positive and is self-isolating. Our Health Secretary has tested positive and is now self-isolating. However, I am not surprised. They showed footage of the Prime Minister, Health Minister, Jacob Rees-Mogg's Michael Gove in the House of Parliament earlier this week, not doing any social distancing, all huddled together on the normal benches.
Yeah.
So I would be astounded if there aren't more MPs currently testing positive. You've got to lead by example. If you're telling the country, keep a distance, be careful, and then you're not following that advice, that doesn't help.
Well, it seems to be fairly wide-ranging as well, because did I not see somewhere that Donald Trump is displaying symptoms of COVID-19?
But apparently he tested negative.
Oh, okay.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
I mean, as a family, we have followed the rules. We have avoided people. We have been on 2 family walks this week. We did a bit less when they did more of the lockdown.
Not as many as I would have liked, but yes, we have been out. And
on the 2 we did the social distancing. If we saw people, we moved to the side.
Because they didn't.
And I've been ultra cautious because I really don't want to get it. A friend of mine who is also asthmatic has just come out of hospital, having been in there for a few days now. He did a video chat on Facebook and you could tell he was struggling to breathe because every time he had to have a really deep breath. But ultimately he was sent home because whilst he's bad, he's not as bad as some of the ones that are going in. And he did say there's a lot of elderly in there that are in much worse state. We check our temperatures regularly. So far nobody's had a fever. So hopefully we are still okay and will continue to be. The only risk that comes to this house now is whatever's delivered to the house in the post or deliveries.
Oh, actually,
washing hands afterwards, aren't we?
That raises a very good point, something I want to talk about, which we'll do after the next pair of songs, about something that I saw on Facebook earlier on today. Cool. So we'll talk about that in a bit.
But ultimately, we are doing okay. Our daughter, Amy, did have a cold this week. And we're 99.9% sure it was just a cold. It was more snotty nose. She has had a bit of a cough, but there's no fever. And it's gone as quickly as it's come. And they did say, you know, snotty nose isn't one of the symptoms. But
no.
Even if she had got it, then it had only been internally, but we've certainly not had any symptoms, which is good.
Not yet. It could happen.
I hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't, but yeah. It'll be what it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is Alfonso Lugo featuring Jasmine Crowe with Stamina.
Me fulmina como un lover que es doctor. cristalina me domina. Es más fuerte y poderosa que cualquier medicina. Vamos, baby, adivina. Que tu ritmo se apodera, me alucina y me fulmina. Como lover que es doctrina. Cuando veo cómo mueves ese cuerpo en la piscina, es tu sangre, mira, fina. Tan divina que bailando esta noche no termina.
Ikam sikam.
Tatamagush.
Shuben akadi.
Quispansis.
Pokemush.
Skookamachuk.
Waikagama.
Tabansitak.
Homalko.
Wasutna.
Maramashi.
Mamali and Kuala. Kwikwasutunak.
And these are all clearly places that us Canadians have not stolen.
And that Carolyn likely couldn't pronounce.
And I'm Chris.
This is John.
And you're listening to the Bugcast.
That was Sick and Fancy with Mr. White from Germany. Sick and Fancy? What? You mean Sid and Nancy? The shabby couple from the 70s? No, they're like the broken feet in a dancing ballet shoe. What do you mean? Punk, grunge, garage rock or stoner? Don't give a f... It did say the full word. I sanitized it for my own benefit, so I didn't say the wrong word. And you can find out more by checking out facebook.com/sickandfancy.
Awesome stuff. And before that, you heard Alfonso Lugo featuring the vocals of Jasmine Crow with their track Stamina. Alfonso Lugo is an award-winning songwriter, producer and artist. Over the past 5 years, his songs have been placed in numerous shows, adverts and movies and have received numerous prestigious awards. His most recent accomplishment was a release with the Mexican actress Regina Blandon titled Gravidad and was placed in the movie Mireille's Contra Gondines. Or something like that, anyway.
Why do I know the word Gravidad?
It's a... He's from Brazil, so it's a Portuguese word.
I've heard that word before. I will look it up.
Look it up, yes. The song you just heard, Stamina, is about the passion and chemistry between two people. Their energy and lust of feeding off each other is part of the addiction of their love. As I said, he is from Brazil, but currently residing in Los Angeles. If you want to find out more about Alfonso's music, you can do so at alfonsolugomusic.com. So between those two songs, you heard the sultry tones of Chris and John from Canada doing their rather amusing and somewhat unfair to Caroline place names jingle. And I wanted to also mention that Chris and John are our most recent co-hosts for TL Grey Hot. They joined myself and Yannick on Tuesday of this week, just gone, to help us review episode 9 of the current season of Star Trek Picard. Now, the show hasn't been released yet. It will be released in the next day or three. But if you want to find out about that and listen to what... Chris and John thought about Star Trek Picard Episode 7, then you go to tlgreyhot.org at some time over the next few days when the episode will be released. Right, yes, so in our town we have a Facebook group. It's called Current Affairs, and it's basically a platform for people to report things they've seen, basically just have a moan at things they've noticed in the local area. And there was a bit of a set to earlier on, it was either today or yesterday, where somebody took offence at having a local newspaper shoved through their letterbox. It wasn't the fact that it was a local newspaper. It was more the fact that it was a young girl, possibly an early teen, who was delivering these newspapers. Now, the main cause of the upset was the fact that A, she could have been putting other people at risk, and B, probably more important, she could have been putting herself at risk by going out and going up to people's houses and pushing newspapers through their door. Looking at the comments on this thread, which I will not put a link to in the show notes because it's a private group. Looking at the comments in the Facebook thread of that particular, let's call it a discussion, it was very interesting to see the two sides of the argument. Yes, there were lots of somewhat unreasonable comments in there, as you would probably expect. But actually, the arguments on the genuine arguments on both sides of the conversation were actually quite reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
As to the reasons why she shouldn't have been delivering newspapers, but also the reasons as to why she should. And did you see this thread?
Yes.
What did you think?
I could empathise with the argument on both sides. Her mum was trying to say that she realised that some people would feel lost without their usual weekend and they thought they were doing a good thing. It's a difficult one.
It is. It has been said, I haven't had it confirmed, and to be honest with you, I'm not bothered because it's none of my business, that the delivery of information such as that will be classified as key persons. So there is a justification for people to be on the street to be delivering local newspapers. And I get that. But at the same time, there's also the protect yourself argument. So it is a tough one. It really is. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's an odd one. Meanwhile, just this evening, I don't know if I've still got it on there, South Yorkshire Police put a plea out, or a post out saying didn't want to have to post this. There it is. Cannot believe that we're having to write this post. Tonight we've received reports of youth setting fire in the wooded area between Roberts Road and Edlington. We've also received a separate report of youths behaving in an antisocial manner outside Asda in Edlington, touching the social distancing sign and displaying poor hygiene. So I would imagine they're licking it and making a point of, oh, we're not scared. We urge all parents to take some personal responsibility and exercise control over their children. We have three children. They're all well-behaved children. And I can understand that some parents have children that are a little bit more unruly and maybe are used to being able to roam the streets and whatnot. But I firmly believe that if those kids are out there doing stuff, if the police target the parents rather than the children, so we've caught your son, you're getting the fine, they'll soon stop it. They'll stop it more than them telling the kids off. If it starts to hurt the parents in the wallet, then they'll start to do something about it. But that is an issue. There is a lot of younger people who think they're not at risk, they'll not get it bad, what does it matter? And they're not thinking of the bigger picture. They're not thinking that they might not do signs, but they'll then pass it on to somebody who will get ill.
They're probably taking advantage of the fact that nobody's out looking for them. This was one of my worries, that people were going to take advantage of the fact that the general populace is stuck in their homes. And in fact, you mentioned this, I think, earlier this week.
Yeah, I made a joke about house burglars not having anything to do.
Yeah,
we know they'll diversify.
Yeah, they'll diversify into shops and buildings and stuff like that. And I do have a fear that we will end up in a state of anarchy, particularly on the basis that we have next to no police presence in this village whatsoever.
Although we did see a police car when we were out.
Yeah, we did see a police car. But how often does a police car patrol this village? We already know they don't. There's just not enough police on the streets. But Caroline, you also showed me, I think it was earlier this week, that people, possibly kids, possibly not, have been going and torching delivery vans.
Oh, they've been doing all sorts.
And damaging NHS ambulances. Why would you do that? Why would you do any of this?
Partly it's because they've got nothing to do, but I still don't think that's an excuse. That is just...
It makes no difference whether we're in a state of national crisis. Sorry, forgive me. International crisis. Or whether we're in normal, non-confined peacetime. It's still unacceptable behaviour, but it's actually made worse by the fact that what they're doing is they're damaging the things that people need for their livelihoods in this state of crisis, like ambulances, delivery vans.
It just doesn't make sense where people's brains go. Because it's literally crapping in your own backyard.
Well, I hope not. Not literally. That'd be nasty.
No, but you know what I mean? It's...
They definitely wouldn't pick it up after themselves.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is that. Anyway, in our efforts to avoid talking about the current situation... We find ourselves talking about the current situation. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's your fault.
Anyway.
We do apologise, people.
No, we don't. Have a chuckle at this. This is Igor Pumphonia featuring, I've got to get this right because there's lots of them, Deku and ITLP with Home.
Copy that.
Mm-hmm. Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Torture me, she'll be there below the tree, memories in my imagination. I can't watch her go again. Will this ever end? I feel like starting over. So ramble on October. Sky up there, looking down from every constellation. When I reach for her, she's gone, disappeared into the dawn. Love and loss, a deadly combination. And all my memories turn to pain in the autumn rain. I feel like starting over.
Thank you.
again. Except the voice that lives within the sights and sounds of my hallucination. I shouldn't let her speak to me. She talks to me so gracefully before she leaves me in my isolation. I can't watch her go again. Will this ever end?
Welcome return for Barefoot McCoy with Ramble on October. And yes, I know it's March, but shh. From Columbus in Ohio, he is an American singer, songwriter, and musician. His music is characterized by his deeply personal lyrics and distinctive instrumental work. Barefoot genre is a unique blend of singer songwriter, folk rock, and acoustic blues that evokes memory of yesterday and sparks hope for tomorrow. And find out more by checking out barefootmccoy.com.
Excellent. And before that, you heard Igor Pomfonia featuring Deku and ITLP with their track Home. Igor Pomfonia, managed to say it so far without mistakes. Igor Pomfonia, sound producer, composer, singer, author, and performer of all his own songs in Russian and English, and also founder of the label Chill Music Records. No, Chill Records Music. He also runs a music school for violin, piano and percussion and experiments in different styles, but prefers chill out, deep house, ambient disco, new disco, pop, downtempo and electronica. His track What a Feeling made it into my best of show last month. You can find out more about Igor and a lot of other artists that he represents over at chillrecordsmusic.com. So, one more track to go, which I will be telling you about very shortly. Next week, the Budcast episode 608 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday the 3rd of April at 9:30 p.m. UK time. And a reminder that the clocks go forward an hour in the UK and Europe this weekend, possibly other places as well. So if you are listening outside countries that don't have, outside countries that do have their clocks going forward this weekend, then the live show times will probably change at in your time zone from next week. So the live show will be Friday night, 9:30 p.m. UK time, which will be, as of next week, UTC plus one. Okay, so use that in your calculations. So we're going to close with a track from an artist we have never played before called Paxton Pennington.
I love the name.
Yeah. He is a 23-year-old electric guitar wizard born and raised in Norman, Oklahoma. Backed by a multi-talented full band, Pennington began regularly performing live in 2017 upon the release of his sophomore effort Open Sea. After 3 years of trial and error, the band founded a textured sound that just fits. Pennington's music has since been described as a tasteful blend between the likes of Tom Petty and Ryan Adams. The song I'm about to play you is called Honey, and it's the story of relocating to New York City from Middle America and taking a beating while adjusting to a new life in the city. Now, I don't know whether that means a physical beating or a mental slash spiritual beating, I don't know, but it's a fantastic track to end the show with anyway. So we shall leave you with Paxton Pennington and his track Honey, and we shall catch you next week.
We'll catch you next time. Bye.
See ya.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.